Okay, guys, this is an audio booth that will hopefully help you for your with your bubblegum physics lab report. So obviously our title is going to be bubblegum physics. Don't forget to put your name. The date we did the lab was 3/13/12. And lab partners, if you were in third, fourth, or fifth period, we did not have a lab partner. First and second period, put whoever your lab partner was. Our purpose was to demonstrate Newton's second law of motion by measuring the chomping speed of bubblegum. So don't forget on your materials, you'll obviously put bubblegum, pencil, lab sheet. Bubblegum, pencil, lab sheet, timer, calculator. Okay. On our procedure, we need to have it something similar to this. First, we were given two pieces of gum to chew. We placed the pieces of gum in our mouth. We began chewing. We recorded our data in data table 1, and we chewed the gum for 30 seconds and recorded the amount of chews or chomps in the 30-second time. We did this 4 more times for a total of 5 trials. And then we took our chomps and our time, and we divided 30 seconds by the number of chomps to get our speed of chomps. Then we calculated it for our average speed, and we took our average speed of chomps and calculated it for 5 minutes, 1 hour, and 1 day. In part B of our lab, we took the gum and continually chewed it for 1 minute, counting our number of chomps continuously for 1 minute. At 20 seconds, we recorded our number of chomps, and again at 40 seconds, and again at 60 seconds. We took the information from part B and answered some questions and wrote a short analysis of our results. Okay, then on your data section, what you'll want to do is actually write out what you got in your data for trials 1 through 5. So what was your speed for trial number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5? And then for part B, you'll want to write out what your speed was at 20 seconds, 40 seconds, and 60 seconds. Your results should be something about like this. We learned that our chomping speed either increased or decreased in part B. We believe that our chomping speed decreased because my mouth got tired, the gum got stale, the gum lost its flavor. Any of those are good reasons. If it increased, maybe your mouth was warmed up. Maybe you enjoyed chewing the gum in class for a change. Okay. And that the force with which we chomped the gum, was proportional to how hard the gum got or how much it lost its flavor. And in our conclusion section, we want to write something about what we learned from this lab. I learned that Newton's second law deals with acceleration and net force and the mass of the object. The net force with which we chewed the gum was measured by calculating the speed or how fast we chewed it. And that there are actually more variables to consider. There are more variables to consider when chewing gum in order to get a more reliable or accurate result from this lab. Probably this lab would have been better if we had chewed different types of gum or maybe even chewed the gum longer. So I hope this helps you. Listen to it several times. This just gives you a rough draft, an idea of some things that you can write down. Obviously, you're not going to want to write everything down that I said because then that would take up more than one page of your lab report. So good luck. Hope this helps, and see you tomorrow.